Hey everybody, welcome to the Retire with Freedom podcast. I'm Tad Hill alongside my beautiful and talented wife, Toni. This is the show all about achieving financial freedom so you can retire with confidence and accomplish your retirement dreams. Let's get started. So today we want to talk about the right recipe for a nest egg, for a retirement at nest egg. What is the right recipe? What are the ingredients to avoid mixing? Because they could be toxic to your financial health. Most of us know to save money, although there are a lot of reports that show that over half of baby boomers haven't saved anything for retirement. And, you know, certainly the folks that we work with have done a very good job of saving money for retirement. The question often is, how do we do this? What do we do with the money? You know, we say on this show all the time, a diversified portfolio is not a retirement plan.
Right.
It's not even an income plan.
Mm-hmm.
And an income plan is only part of a retirement plan. But what we are going to talk about today is diversification and what are the different types of strategies that we should be looking at and to do what. So all different investments do different things. So what's the best way to mix these things together?
Yeah. And until recently, the standard answer, I mean, you know, in previous generations was just, you know, Social Security. They had good pensions. They may have had a little bit of personal assets. You know, they own their homes. And frankly, people just didn't live as long. You know,
right.
Retirement didn't last as long as it does today.
Well, and they didn't retire as early.
That's right. That's right. And so every situation's different. Now, that's why it's important to keep in mind on today's show, because the right mix for one person might not be the right mix for you and for the next person. I mean, talking to somebody in the cubicle next to you at work or whatever, or somebody at church or a family member, when they start bragging or talking about their investments, doesn't necessarily mean that that's the right mix for you. In fact, it could be the worst thing for you.
Well, and that really speaks to a point that we make a lot, which is no legitimate strategy is either good or bad.
Right.
But yet, when we sit down with folks a lot, people have kind of been brainwashed into thinking about what's a good investment.
Right.
Or
when's
is
the
this
time,
the right time?
Yeah, to be in the market.
The best time to
right,
do it.
Exactly.
And really, neither of those is the most important point.
So, for instance, I was talking about Social Security and pensions. We don't see anybody that can just live on Social Security. I mean, even if it's two Social Security checks, they can't live on that.
Right.
That doesn't support the lifestyle they want to live. And pensions are on the decline. And even if you have a good pension, Social Security, oftentimes, very oftentimes, that doesn't support the lifestyle. Not everything you want and dream of doing in retirement.
Certainly people with pensions, and there are still some out there, although that's, you know, like you said, that's diminishing. If you've got a pension, that certainly makes things better.
It does.
Right? Because we know we've got more than just one lifetime income with Social Security. The pension gives us another one. But you're right. If that's not enough, and for most people, it's not.
Right. Well, and you brought this up about pensions. I mean, if you've elected the right choice between spousal and survivor benefits on pensions, you might only have one, you know, lifetime on that too as well. It may just be one lifetime if you haven't made the right choice on Social Security, I mean, on your pension as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is a topic in and of itself, which is how do you make the right pension decision? Hey everybody, Tad Hill here, your co-host of Retire with Freedom. We'll get back to the podcast in just a moment, but first I want to recommend a book to you. It's the one I wrote to help retirees discover the 5 steps to getting a good night's sleep after the paycheck stop. You can probably guess the title. It is, of course, Retire with Freedom. In the book, I'll tell you a little bit of my story and why I became a financial advisor, but I'll also share with you some cautionary tales of retirees who have come before you. We'll talk about the importance of following true planning processes and how to choose the right advisor. Above all, I'll detail for you how we connect all of the dots for our clients to help you sleep well at night with confidence in your financial future. Look for the link in this episode's description to request a free copy of the book. I'd love to send you one. So click the link or just go to askfreedomfinancial.com.
The retirement landscape is a lot different, Tad, than it used to be when our parents and grandparents retired.
Yep.
And that much is very clear. There are a lot of different changes and a lot of different things. However, the concept of Social Security has remained the same since it was created, but how people incorporate and how they use and what strategies they use in their approach to Social Security has really changed over the years, And it all comes down to when you start accepting your Social Security payments. The longer you can wait, of course, the more lifetime income you'll get.
Yep.
So claiming an early retirement at 62 will reduce your benefits for the rest of your life.
Yep.
And I know a lot of folks sit there and try to figure out how they can get the most out of Social Security, but what they really need to figure out is how am I going to be okay and not live too long and wish I'd made a better decision.
Yeah, and there's things like spousal benefits that, you know, you're determining do you want to turn those on or not. And, you know, in addition to Social Security being 25% more at full retirement age, it continues to go up until age 70.
Right, and it's like 8% a year.
Right.
And so you're walking away and leaving a lot of money on the table if you can afford to do it. And it's literally a math equation, an analogy that we do based upon not just where's the best way to take it, but what's the best way for you to take it because it depends on your circumstances.
Absolutely.
How much money you've got, how much we can do, how much longer you're going to work. I mean, there's all kinds of things.
How much you're going to need.
All those things.
Your lifestyle.
Right. And so, you know, if you're just arbitrarily taking it because it's what your dad did, or it's what the guy in the office next to you's doing, or it's what people at church told you to do, or it's what some your best friend said to do, or the guy on the golf course. I mean, they're just telling you what they did. I mean, and who knows? You know,
who gave them advice?
Right. They probably just did it on a whim. And here's the other thing. You know, they haven't probably lived long enough to maybe realize an error they may have made. And it's when you've made it, it's too late.
Well, it certainly seems tempting to take the money today.
Right.
Than to delay it.
Because what they do is calculate how much I would have received if I waited. You know, here's all the dollars I missed out on. And if I die at 72 or 75, or, you know, I should have taken it at 62. But the other side is that if you live to 90 or 92 or 95, which lots of people are now, I mean, our generation is living longer than even their previous generation. So no matter when your parents died, medical improvements have come so far that folks are living so much longer than even their parents did. It's, you know, it's something that really needs to be analyzed.
Yeah. And so, you know, today the topic is about diversification for your retirement plan. And so, you know, folks may be thinking, why are you talking about Social Security? But that's a big part of retirement planning.
Right.
And so it's when we talk about diversification, we have to look at everything we're going to be able to benefit from. And so Social Security, pensions.
Yeah. And diversification in our minds here is not just which stocks are we picking and what's the mix and how much are we going to do equities and bonds and alternatives and that kind of thing. We're talking about life diversification. I mean, you need to have all your bases covered.
Right.
I mean, it's deep and it's broad. It's just not about we hope the market goes in one direction, which is up and to the right.
Yeah.
And we're going to be okay. I mean, there's a lot more to that than what folks usually think when they come to see us. So you diversify by selecting a mix of the stocks, bonds, annuities, cash, everything in between. So most folks are just diversifying as deep as stocks and bonds.
Yep.
You know, they don't really have a lot more there. And so I would even say that's not a very broad diversification mix at all. And then, Tad, you know, a lot of times when we really analyze people's portfolios and their holdings when they come in, which is something we do when folks come in to see us, if they've got mutual funds in their portfolio, you know, oftentimes we find that they may be holding some individual things, like holding some gold or holding some silver or you know, a company stock or something. And then they don't realize that the mutual funds they're also holding have a good deal of that in there too. So they've got a much bigger percentage of their overall portfolio is in one thing or maybe two things. And they don't even realize that.
Yeah, we actually run what's called a stock intersection report that lets us know if we're over concentrated in a particular position. And a lot of times people aren't even aware of that.
I mean, it usually surprises people a good bit. They're very surprised about how much their internal costs are. They're surprised about how much risk they're really taking.
Yeah, that's a big one.
I mean, and they're really surprised by, gee, I had no idea. I knew I had some gold. I just didn't know I had this much gold.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that, you know, 30% of my portfolio was in that.
Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Freedom Financial Group. Freedom Financial Group is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Freedom Financial Group are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Freedom Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Freedom Financial Group.